That basic question in which the gospel opened up with, Lord, what must I do to enter eternal life? The answer, you know the commandments to keep. But in addition, you need to sell all that you have and go and give it to the poor. Now, in that gospel account, when Jesus told them to sell everything, they kind of were dumbfounded. They kind of just stood there with a look of amazement on their face. They probably said something like, I can't believe that Jesus really said that. Because what Jesus said to them was a slap in the face. Because Jesus was turning the accepted Jewish standard, the accepted Jewish customs, upside down. It was their belief that if you had money, that was a sign that you were blessed by God and that you were a good person. So in essence, what was Jesus really saying to them? Was he telling them to really become poor? And I think the answer to that question lies in that phrase, it's easier for a camel to pass through a needle's eye than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Needle's eye. Tradition has it that it is named for one of the doors or the gates into the city of Jerusalem. And at night, that large gate would be closed, and only this small one would be opened. So camels entering Jerusalem loaded with cargoes could not really fit through the needle's eye, that small gate. They had to unload everything and literally crawl through the gate, and the cargo had to be carried in one by one. So they had to unload all that baggage. And I'm wondering, maybe Jesus is telling us the exact same thing. Maybe we carry too much baggage around with us. We hold on to those things, such as people who have hurt us, or other petty faults, angers, jealousies, regrets. This kind of baggage keeps us from entering the kingdom of God. And Jesus is basically telling us all we need to do is rid ourselves of all this excess. Rid ourselves of things that hinder our relationship with God and with others. These are the things that will prevent us from entering God's kingdom. We need to release these burdens, let go of these resentments, let go of any judging, let go of regrets. For only when our hands and hearts are open, and only when we have stopped holding on and letting go, are we truly free to receive that all that God has to share with us. It calls us to be transparent, to be open and honest with ourselves and with God. Open in the sense that it lets God's love permeate our very being. Jesus is referring to an internal disposition of the heart, which we as Christians are called to nurture and radiate in our lives, because Christ must be the center, the focus of our lives. And the letter from Hebrews says that God's word challenges us to be attached to Jesus. So he's telling us material possessions tend to fix our hearts to this world. And if our main interest is in material things, then we will think in terms of price, not in terms of value or love. We're to be like Solomon. When offered the choice between true knowledge or riches, he prayed for wisdom of the heart. That is, we too are to be seekers of this wisdom. Wisdom where we have the ability to recognize God in our lives and at work in our lives. And not only recognize God, but do we honestly reflect God in our lives? And where we try to judge life's events from God's perspective. That's very easy for me to say. The application of it is probably one of the most difficult tasks that we do in our lives. It's a wisdom that guides us in how we share what we possess, We share our gifts, our talents, with our brothers and sisters, and we use them for the betterment of all. Where we employ our power to work for peace and an end to acts of violence in our world. Where we employ our wisdom to reconcile not only among ourselves, but among nations. And we employ our knowledge to open and broaden horizons. And we employ our compassion to heal, especially those divisions within our families, within our country, within our world. And we employ our hope to destroy despair. And we employ our weakness as a source of strength for others. This is the point Jesus is making. We need to use our wisdom to remove those burdens, those obstacles that prevent us from recognizing God in our lives and in the lives of others. Today, Jesus wants us to find freedom, a freedom through detachment, so we can focus on loving Him and truly loving and accepting one another. The camel could pass through the eye of the needle to life. But first of all, it was necessary for the camel to remove the burdens it was carrying. Perhaps maybe the question before us today is, with all the stuff that we carry around with us, would we be able to pass through that eye of the needle?